Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DRMADDOX. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God to you.
Directly from the gutter.
Back in the saddle, y'all deem me better than that. I'm up to death, y'all. Back when y'all stuck in the Pacific without a paddle. You gotta be some headway. What is you killing? 6 days, I'm on their head, but the 7th of dinner. Who's willing to try to stop without presenting the brothers tell them hate it. Others love it, but nothing can stand it, but giving it to you rugged, ain't no sugar to coat it. Aware of the consequences from the moment I wrote it. I know that the game got you, it's systematic. You're racking the rat, turns you from the creator, the drug addict. Ignore the mathematics, forget the status. And all that they're throwing at us is nothing but glass, it all shatters. I'm on a mission to embarrass and break them, and I'm watching their every movement, knowing that I can take them. Oh, they know that I'm on them. Soon as my God free me, yeah, no, none of you cowards wanna see me. Come real, come on. We bringing it to them hard. Focus, please, God. Quick to pull it hard. I'm proud that you don't start. Who set up the power? The heat and they got the heart. Let them pull up the guard. To them on the battle star. Bring it to them hard. Focus, please, God. Quick to pull it hard. I'm proud that you don't start. Who set up the power? The heat and they got the heart. Let them pull up the guard.
It's like the game full of cats who think I'm here to be a target. I'll wait for the attack, but ain't the way I'm about to start. Pieces at the front door, baby. I know you're home now, about to put it on them, you beat. I come alone, they ain't ready. All I got is a mic and time coming. As my enemies approach, they come up short like on a drum. And it's the nation of us. We on the warpath and heat is directed by what you can't see. And come to be defeated, get ready to perish. Then the option for the second. I get a track up out of cage, grab a mic and wreck it. You tripping and got it twisted, too easy for me to spit on. I recognize the fact I'm real easy to put a hit on. Rapping, think to the map and not my state. Wrong answer. I drop the mic and wait, y'all probably do me, but that's I though. Jack will live again inside the spirit of believers. That's the hearts of men waiting to be perfected. Resurrected, I spit it boldly. Learn from the Messiah, ain't no brave on us to homie. They want war, listen, since you asked for it, here it is. So ain't nothing new, my group been doing this for years. We bringing it to them hard. Fuck us, please, car. Twist it till they call. I'm telling you, don't start. Who set up the bar? The heat and they got the heart. Never put up your guard. You are on the battle star. Bring it to them hard. Fuck us, please, car. Twist it till they call. I'm telling you, don't start. Who set up the bar? The heat and they got the heart. Never put up your guard. You are on the battle star.
But they mock. It's what the media try to fly. But the Catholics try to stop. Look, we still on fire. What a shock. Yo, it's a cry. Not a fella, but a pages. I represent the true over and the past. Look at the hell it raises. Put it in cages. Cock your gauges. We'll stop. PDD ain't got a thing on all my tools to hit the block. It's dribbling and block. So am I. Ready to die like Biggie. Putting it on. I'm born again. Jack without the diggy. You with me? Coming to get me. Either or. To the good. Got a cross. And I'm about to break the record to the hood. They scared. Like I'm Big Sugar. I represent the wood. It's a name to a T. The world preparing one for me. Hang on it. Sound crazy, don't it? I ain't ducking no opponent. Arms up, like what up? Who else want to come and get it? Yo, if it's the truth, I spit it. We bringing it to the heathen, and they can't do nothing with it. We bringing it to them hard. On the sleep car, twist it till they call. I'm telling you, don't start. Who set up the bar? The heathen, they got the heart. Never put up your guard. You are on the battle star. Bring it to them hard. On the sleep car, twist it till they call. I'm telling you, don't start. Who set up the bar? The heathen, they got the heart. Never put up your guard. You are on the battle star.
God bless you. God bless you. The title of the message today is PUSH. P-U-S-H. That's an acronym for a powerfully preached, unadulterated word of God for spiritual healing. PUSH. This is the PUSH. Acronym for powerfully preached, unadulterated word of God for spiritual healing. 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, or not just in word, or not in word, but in power. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Luke 4:32. And they were astonished at his doctrine. He is in Jesus Christ is who we are talking about. For his word was with power. verse 32. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, with a loud voice, verse 34, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." Verse 35, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace, and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. Verse 36, and they were all amazed, and spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out." And they come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, you need to understand that the push is on. God has given us authority in Luke 10, 17 through 20, to deal with every element of the demonic realm. If you go back to Luke 4, 18 and 19, it talks about the Holy Spirit being upon Christ. Well, if you claim to be a servant of God and you are in good standing because you are obeying the word of God and moving with power and love and in a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:6 and verse 7. Verse 6 actually says, stir up the gifts. Stir those gifts up. We need to be focusing on the power of God to move and to change. We need to be pushing, those of us who say we are Christian leaders, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We need to be operating in that so-called fivefold Ephesians, the fourth chapter, gifts, and we need to be bringing about a change. We need to be pushing. The Word of God says those who take the kingdom take it by force. I say by the force of the power of the Word of God. They push against the gates of hell. They shove against the gates of hell. They powerfully preached or have preached the unadulterated Word of God for spiritual healing, whether it be in the flesh, mind, or the body, or the spirit. True servants of God push. They push against the wickedness of this society, and they actively intervene. Actively intervene in those who are being perplexed, complexed, distressed, confused, demonized by the enemy, whose name is Satan, and those who are associated with his agenda. Oh my God, we need to understand. I want to read these words to you again. I'm going to rehearse the scriptures that I presented at the beginning of this message, and I want to state them again. 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, just not word, but in power. That word has a power. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were, and I'm going to say we are among you for your sake. That God did this for your sake and my sake, that we may be delivered, that we may be brought out into a clarity, into a focus, that Christianity is just not a nice tippy-toe religion. See, some of us have been given the false impression of Christ, that it's that painting that we see, that it appears to be an individual with long, flowing, wavy hair, and the appearance seems to be an androgynous one, blended with male and female. Frankly, that image is not the image of Christ. Read the book of Revelations. It describes him as being fiery, bronze looking, with hair like wool. Now, why would the glorified Christ look different from the pictures or the portraits that we see by a so-called famous painter? Because Satan wants to pollute us and lead us to believe that Jesus was some individual who lacked courage, power, and a manly, godly presentation, who was soft-spoken, tippy-toe-spoken at all times, never raising his voice and never commanding and ordering and operating with authority. Well, I'm going to read Luke 4:32 again. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. It was with power. Verse 33 in Luke 4. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Now, Christ hadn't said a word, but his very presence caused a reaction. The fact that he showed up caused a reaction. And it says, Art thou come to destroy us? We have the mind of Christ. Christ was pushing. Even when his mouth wasn't open, he was pushing for the kingdom of God. His presence, his very appearance, created a problem in the demonic realm. In the demonic realm. They wanted to be left alone because they know Christ could destroy them. And then the evil demon spoke out, I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. When we walk into a scenario where there's wickedness and evilness operating and appearing and manifesting, they need to react that way to us. They need to be trembling. They need to be trembling. They need to recognize that we are the holy ones of God, and we come to push, probably preached, not preaching, preached the unadulterated word of God for spiritual healing, that our reputation precedes us. Verse 35, Christ didn't leave them alone like they requested in verse 34. But instead, Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace, shut up, and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Now, here's what the witnesses are saying. Here's what the standerbys are saying, or those who are standing by, or the bystanders. Amen? And they were all amazed. And they spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits." The unclean spirits. And they came out. And they came out. And they came out.
I got joy in my soul.
have the power to defeat the enemy and remove him from every area of our lives. We just need to do what Christ is doing, what he did do, and what he's always done. We need to push. Christ pushed his way through. Christ understood the necessity of that acronym. Powerfully preached the unadulterated word of God. And we need to be moving in the lives of people. We need to be praying for people. Many of you who have called in to listen to this broadcast, you pray, you are intercessors, and some of you are really right now in need of prayer. Just remember 1 Corinthians 4:20. Remember 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Remember Luke 4:32 through verse 36. Remember Luke 4:18 through 19. Remember Luke 10:17 through 20. Now let's go to Psalms 103. We bless the Lord. We bless him with all that is within us. We bless his holy name. That's verse 1. And I'm going to be going down to verse 6. We don't want to forget any of his benefits. He forgives all of our iniquity. He heals all of our diseases. He redeems our souls from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and mercy. Amen. And he fills our mouths with good things, that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Let me push another word on you. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If we, the people who are called by the name of God, if we would humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and depart from our wicked ways, then he would hear us from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. We have a powerful Savior in Jesus Christ, and we need to learn how to push like he did. P-U-S-H. And understand that's an acronym for powerfully preached, unadulterated word of God. May God keep you in his love. May God keep you in his power. And may God keep you in his sound mindedness. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. God bless you. God bless you. And certainly, God bless you.